Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
One goes to the baseline and picked up by Wisconsin's Copeland. Thought about letting it go out, but she'll take it. Wisconsin comes down looking for their first bucket. It's been two turnovers to start things off. Now triple left side, and she nails it. Border high on the right side. Tramick can offer a screen. She'll take it. Now knifes her way through two defenders. 8 seconds to shoot. Tramick, three-pointer right to the circle, and she connects. Brooke Tramick hits the three. 34-19, Wisconsin opening it up now. 5:50 left in the second. 61-42, the Badgers. 8:42 remaining. Left side, three-pointer. There's Brooke Tramick, and it's a triple. Throws three fingers up in the air with the number three on her jersey. Big chest bump from Williams. Some of those highlights for you. My thanks to Alex Libert producing tonight. So let's take our look at the Big Ten scores. Wisconsin wins 78-55 here in St. Thomas. Non-conference action for these other teams that were in action. Minnesota played earlier today, hosted Grambling 96-64. Gophers get the win. So Minnesota 10-1 to start the season and 9-1 at home. Elsewhere, Princeton hosted Rutgers, beat them 66-55, and Northwestern went to DePaul and lost 92-65. That one was never particularly close. They were doubled up after the first quarter, and DePaul pretty much took care of business the rest of the way on that. Looking at the next game, I don't believe any Big Ten teams in action tomorrow. On Friday, 12th-ranked Ohio State will host Grand Valley State for a 5 o'clock Friday game. And those will be your rest of the weekday games involving the Big Ten. We'll take another break, and we'll get ready for Wisconsin's next contest, which is in a little over a week as Wisconsin wins in St. Paul tonight. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Starters and key reserves off the bench. Three-pointer. There's Hallie Douglas right side, and she buries it. There's a confidence booster there for Hallie Douglas. Again, working back from that ACL tear last year. Hits the three-pointer, and it looked pretty. Fakes it. Jump stops. Now she'll pop it back out. 3 seconds. Patty Bandel, a three-pointer, and it's a swish. Bench jumped up right behind Patty Bandel. Loves seeing that go in for the freshman. She's got a big smile on her face. 20-point lead for Wisconsin, 2:40 to go in the fourth. And it ended up being a 23-point win for Wisconsin, 78-55. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for a legal ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
So next game for Wisconsin, they will have some time off. They will host Eastern Illinois next Thursday. That will be a 6:30 tip-off at the Kohl Center for St. Thomas. They will host UW-Stevens Point on Saturday. They don't start Summit League play until they host North Dakota on Friday, December 29th. So Wisconsin also a non-conference game coming up after their Big Ten opener last Sunday. Wisconsin improves to 6-4 overall. St. Thomas drops to 5-6 on the season. It's going to do it for our broadcast. My thanks to our producer, Alex Libert. This is Reed Magnum from Scheneker Arena in St. Paul, Minnesota. One more time, your final score, Wisconsin 78 and St. Thomas 55. All of us across the Badger Sports Network thank each of you for listening. This has been Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions, cow chip throwing, or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
with Midsummers.
That's so great. And it's such a great, like, Door County at Christmas and String. Like, it just, you kind of think about Christmas. Like, I go there a lot during the summer, sometimes in the spring, but it's such a beautiful place right now, with or without snow. The snow makes it more magical. But with this music, I highly recommend these. Are tickets available for all these venues still? Can people get tickets?
Here's the best part. This is all free. It's a free will offering. Whoa. There's no charge. We're so fortunate to have support from our community foundations, the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation, the Door County Community Foundation, National Endowment of the Arts, Wisconsin Arts Board. I mean, just Bader Philanthropy, so many great organizations. And the whole point of this is to make this music accessible. We do accept donations because as a nonprofit, that's what we need in order to make our organization work. But we are so grateful that we can do these for free. We do take reservations because some of our concerts will be full. And that means that we will have to turn people away. So if people would go to midsummersmusic.com, they can find our online free reservations. They can also call our office, and all that too is at midsummersmusic.com. And we're happy to answer any questions about classical chamber music, free concerts, free will offering. And typically our concerts come with a little bit of a reception afterwards where you can meet the musicians too.
Oh, very nice. All right, well, you sold me. I'm going to donate. I've got $23 in an offshore account, and it's yours. You stand by. Awesome. I'm going to write a bet. It's going to be a post-dated check. But would you ever add a fifth person to the quintet? I can play the jug. I would love to tour with you guys. Is there an opening? Am I wasting my time?
We always have an opening for a guest artist collaborator. I think we're ready for the jug.
It's about time.
We'll just have to look at what those pieces are. I know they're out there. So.
All right. Well, you sold me. Allison, thank you so much for your time. Continued success. Highly recommend it. One more time, the website, if people are interested.
Midsummersmusic.com.
All right. Check it out, folks. Thanks so much for your time tonight. Alice, get to bed.
Yeah, I need it, but thank you for your time. This is great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Have a great night. All right, that was Allison Fleck, the executive director of Midsummers Music. Check out those concerts, the Griffin String Quartet playing around Northeast Wisconsin this holiday season. Our question tonight, once again, four celebrity birthdays. Taylor Swift, she turns 34, Dick Van Dyke, 98, Steve Buscemi, 66, and Jamie Foxx, 56. Tonight's question, of tonight's celebrity birthdays, who would you like to wish happy birthday to in person the most? We'll read your text when we come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk celebrity birthdays. We'll play a scene from each one of their works, and we'll see if Conrad's up to the task. You think you can do it, buddy?
I think so.
All right. It's Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46, lows level off around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Swift. Who else do we have here? Conrad, let's fire up. Let's go with Steve Buscemi. This is a Steve Buscemi scene from Fargo that I love. He's 66 today. This is a scene where he is trying to get his money back, his $4 back from a parking attendant in the movie Fargo. Conrad, whenever you're ready.
Hi. How you doing?
Yeah, I decided not to park here.
Well, what do you mean? You decided not to park here?
Yeah, I just came in. I decided not to park here, so.
But, well, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, I decided not to. I decided not to take the trip, as it turns out, so.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We still got to charge you the $4.
I just pulled in here.
Well, but. See, there's a minimum charge of $4. Long-term parking charges by the day.
I guess you think you're, like an authority figure? That stupid one, huh, buddy? King clip-on tie there, big man, huh? You know, these are the limits of your life, man. The rule of your little f***ing gate here. Here, there's your $4, you pathetic piece of shit.
In charge of your little gate here. That's so funny. He dresses down the parking attendant. I love it. My favorite Steve Buscemi role is probably The Big Lebowski. He played Donnie. He was great in that. But it's a toss-up because I loved him in Reservoir Dogs, too. He played Mr. Pink. He also made an indie film called Living in Oblivion, which is about trying to get an independent film made, and I probably should have brought this up with Steve Burrows, but really funny movie. But nobody gets mad better in a movie than Steve Buscemi, and it's so organic the way it happens. He's just such a good actor. He's been called a character actor, but he's had some big roles too. And he's in the show Boardwalk Empire. I've not seen that, so he's kind of the main guy. He's a good leading man. He's a good character actor. Just a phenomenal all around actor. So happy birthday, Steve Buscemi. He's 66. Jamie Foxx turns 56 today, and this was kind of a cool thing. He told jokes. He got his start at a comedy club at open mic night in 1989. A girlfriend dared him to go on stage. When Foxx found out that female comedians were often called first to perform, he chose the stage name Jamie Foxx to make it kind of ambiguous, his first name. He felt that would get him on stage sooner. I don't know if it did, but the rest of his surname was a tribute to comedian Red Fox. So Jamie Foxx, that's not even his real name. As we just found out, that's his surname. Eric Marlon Bishop is his real name. I had no idea. And I'm a Jamie Foxx fan. I mean, I'm not like in the fan club or anything, but let's play. This is a great scene from the movie Collateral. Jamie, a very underrated movie. Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise. Jamie Foxx messed up Tom Cruise, who plays a hitman. Tom Cruise has to kill 5 people in one night, and Jamie Foxx messes it up and has to pretend to be him because he's kind of a ghost. So he goes in and pretends to be a hitman when he's really just a cab driver. Play that clip, Connor.
I picked up a tail.
Federal?
I don't know. You tell me. That's why I tossed the list. The workups, all of that. To protect, in part, your Hermes Fasanabla. What do you think I like coming in here? But hey, it happens. Gotta roll with it. Adapt. Darwin, I Ching. The fat man, the penthouse guy, the jazz man. I leave too.
Can you finish?
In 6 years. When have I not?
Jamie Foxx. That's a great scene. If you have not seen Collateral, I used to go, when I lived in LA, I used to go, what I loved about it the most is movies start at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So whenever I had to stay back to work for our summer vacation, coming back to Wisconsin, I would just, when my wife and kids were gone, I would go to movies and I would start at 9. And sometimes I'd see 3 before I went home. I saw this movie, Collateral, at 10 in the morning at the Cinerama Dome in 2004. And it to me, it's like Tom Cruise is so great in it. He has gray hair and he shows what a phenomenal actor he is. He plays a hitman, not a stretch for him, but he's just this kind of dapper looking hitman, wears a gray suit. The premise of the movie is there's a trial starting in the morning. He has to show up. He shows up in LA with 5 contracts to kill people to get the bad guy out of trouble, basically. Who in that scene we just heard was played by Javier Bardem, another phenomenal actor. And Jamie Foxx, he pays Jamie Foxx to drive him around LA and take out these bad guys. Jamie Foxx doesn't know what he's doing right away, but he finds out. And that is when the movie, when the fun really starts. There's a great scene at a jazz club. And there's a great scene where they have to go see Jamie Foxx's mom in the hospital. It's just a really phenomenal movie. And it's you really get into the characters, too. It's some top-notch acting. Jamie Foxx, I have this here. I think he won was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor for Collateral, if I'm not mistaken. And he won an Oscar for, I think it was Ray? I think Ray. And he got a start on the show In Living Color before he got his own show, The Jamie Foxx Show. So some great birthdays today. Dick Van Dyke, Taylor Swift, Jamie Foxx. And Steve Buscemi, which of those would you like to wish happy birthday to the most in person? That's our question tonight, 920-264-0606. When we come back, we're going to talk sports with Civic Media's own Jimmy Cuska. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away, I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. House in a vote along party lines authorizes a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden and his business dealings. Mr. Biden calls it a baseless political stunt. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This has zero, less than zero chance of ever happening in the Senate. You need 2/3 of the vote in the Senate. You won't even get a majority in the Senate.
For the third time in a row, the Federal Reserve leaves its key interest rate unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation has eased from its highs, and this has come without a significant increase in unemployment. That's very good news. But inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
A stranger accused of breaking into the home of Detroit synagogue leader Samantha Wall in October has been charged with her murder. Prosecutor Kim Worthy.
There are no facts to suggest that this defendant knew Ms. Wall's. And there are certainly no facts to suggest that this was a hate crime.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents is reversing course and accepting a deal to trade scaled-back diversity efforts for employee pay raises. Even some regents who opposed the deal voted for it to get workers their raises. Regent Kyle Weatherly voted for the measure, even though he says he opposes it.
This deal, distasteful though it is, in my judgment, and on balance, gives us a better ability to serve not only those students, but all students.
The measure passed on an 11-6 vote. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee on Tuesday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46, lows level off around 30 tomorrow night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 23.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Would you like to wish a happy birthday to in person the most? This texter says Travis Kelce. Okay. Must be he's got some competition, it looks like. Or Taylor's got some competition. Hey, tomorrow we have a great show, too. Writer and director Rob Cohen will be with me. He was a Simpsons writer and wrote on The Big Bang Theory. He's made great documentaries, and he's just a really cool guy. It's just a very interesting career. When he was writing for The Simpsons, they based the Milhouse character on him. So we'll talk to Rob tomorrow night. I want to find out what he's up to because everything he does is really funny. He's just a really funny guy. And also, Civic Media's own Mike Crute will be with me tomorrow night. He is the co-host of The Devil's Advocate. I highly recommend you know, tuning in because Mike's a great guest. And if you haven't heard The Devil's Advocate yet, tune into The Devil's Advocate. It's a great show on Civic Media. Right now, we are going to talk sports. I just found this out. My next guest is the new Civic Media sports director, and he's a news junkie, and he's one of the smartest guys I know, and I'm thrilled to have him on the show, Civic Media's own Jimmy Cuska. Hey, Jimmy.
How's it going, Pete? Great to be on with you tonight.
But listen to those pipes. Listen to this guy's voice. You were born to do radio.
Well, I definitely have the face for it.
Well, don't we all? Hey, thanks for being here. So tell us, you know, you were the digital content director at Civic Media. I know you were a huge sports fan. You call sports in person. Tell us about your new duties as sports director.
I was really excited. About a week and a half ago, our management asked me if I'd be interested in taking up sports for the company. Came as a bit of surprise because when I joined the company early this year, I had kind of pitched myself based on my recent experience at Gray TV and at iHeartRadio as a digital lead and working with, you know, properties like, you know, the pro sports properties in the state, working in television news, like a local newsroom, like going out and getting stories, finding the criminal complaints and interviewing people, getting video, like all the, you know, all the things that go into successful TV news broadcasts. And I thought that more or less aligned with what they might need for their website coverage, because at the start, there weren't a lot of, you know, news articles on the website. But I had this, I had a lot of sports background. I was a sports director in my career. I spent 8 years working on the Badgers radio network. You know, I got my start, you know, 17 years old, calling high school basketball games for a very small radio station in Northwestern Wisconsin. You know, like I've been calling sports for over 20 years, and I still do today. I still broadcast for UW-Platteville. So when this opportunity came about, it really kind of meshed with my experiences. It still enables me to continue serving digital and news and communities, which I really, really believe is, you know, one of the core functions of civic media is serving communities. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, going out and covering a local sports team and being in your community, well, that's a form of community service. And I'd like to enable that somehow. So now, you know, 5 days into this, that's been kind of my mission. My MO is that I want to get it to a point where our stations are our people. We're out in the community and in my avenue, just making sure that, you know, we're sports. I'm the sports director. And that's the kind of the direction I want to take. I want to try to get us out in front of more people in our community and doing it through covering local sports.
Very nice. So what are we covering right now? If you want to give us a little bit of a rundown, and what can we look forward to in the near future? What sports on Civic Media and what teams?
You know, I'm really proud of the fact that we've got a good balance of our state sports. So we've got Packers, Bucks, Brewers, Badgers, other college level programs. We've got a good mix of that. But what I'm especially proud of is the fact that we locally produce, just looking at the sports calendars, and this is a total estimate, it's hundreds. And I would say in the winter season alone, it's probably close to 200 unique local high school sporting events across our network of stations already. And I would love to see that grow. That's every time you're out as a local high school play-by-play broadcaster or going to one of our many great colleges in the state that are competing in D3, NAIA, getting yourself out into the community and covering these things. I would love to see that number grow. I am really, really proud of the fact that the company already has so many established voices in their community that do take the time to go out and cover sporting events. So for me, it's using the model of people who have more experience than I do and taking that and sort of applying that to areas where we don't have that coverage. And that's where I really see the growth for Civic Media.
Nice. So what sports do you like to cover the most or call for that matter?
The short answer is yes, I will cover pretty much any sport. I'm especially fond of hockey. Growing up in Northwestern Wisconsin, I never had the chance to play it. I went to a very small high school that was an hour removed from any hockey rink. But when I started in radio, when I got to Eau Claire, high school hockey was a big deal. And especially in Northwestern Wisconsin, the proximity to Minnesota really lends itself to that. Of course, Minnesota is very famous for hockey.
Yeah.
And kind of growing up with that, my broadcast mentor was huge into hockey. He was, you know, he worked in Minnesota for a while. So he brought that with him to Wisconsin. And that's a sport I really grew to love. But I played basketball. I played football. I'm a football coach at a high school down here in southwestern Wisconsin. So those are sports I will call any sport. I really do think they're great. But I think the ones that fit my style are the ones that allow me to be full of energy and, you know, in general, keep me talking as much as possible. A lot of action going on.
That's great. So you talked about how you're out there in the community, high school sports. I kind of feel the same way, Jim, about like entertainment. Like, we all love movies. We all love TV. We love sports. It is what brings us together. And after, you know, there's a lot of politics on our station, which is great. I love listening to those shows too. But talk about a little bit, if you would, about how sports bring people together.
You know, I really feel like sports, you know, high school sports is a bit different than, you know, the professional level or even now the college level with NIL. But I really do appreciate how it does bring people together. It gives us kind of that distraction from the other things, the important things that we talk about in our daily lives. And that's what I appreciate about it. I appreciate the high school game specifically for the benefits it provides young people. And I could spend a whole show talking about that. That's why I coach. Yeah. I volunteer as a coach specifically because I believe in that. But I do think that much like any other form of entertainment, it does give us that. And it's great to root for a side, you know, the ups and downs, everything. I think that part of it's important too, especially in our culture here in Wisconsin, where we have some of the most identifiable, you know, brands in the entire world with in regards to sports. And of course, right there where you're at in Green Bay, I don't think any bigger the state than the Packers.
So. Right. Well, it's interesting. Jimmy Cuska is my guest. He's the new Civic Media Sports Director and runs our digital content for news. Do you have a... do you have a preference, news or sports, that you prefer?
What's really interesting is that forever I thought I was just going to be a sports guy, right? And then digital kind of opened itself up to me when, early in my career, the internet was still kind of new for media companies. They, you know, they're putting stories out, but they weren't really, you know, going all in on it. Even the big companies were kind of reluctant at first to really embrace the idea of like digital content. So I found right away that like sports was easy for me to do. I could translate sports into digital content easily. But then as you saw, you know, as we saw in our stations, the big money makers, of course, are the news talk stations, right?
Yeah.
I learned to appreciate that. In college, my minor was political science, right? So I got to, you know, kind of embrace that part of it too, to kind of tap into that a little bit, you know, learn to create content that way. So I learned to have an appreciation for news, even though like my broadcast passion lie with sports. But I will say, I really enjoy both. I know it's a cop-out answer, right? But I really enjoy to do both. I will say sports for me, especially when we're talking about like community coverage, I think serves a great part. But being able to go and report on things like city council meetings and planning commissions and what school boards are doing, referenda that affect people in an area, like those things too matter. And I'm actually really passionate to talk about those things now. So
you're a Wisconsin guy. We're all about local stuff. Tell us about your life. Where do you live? And tell us about that area of Wisconsin. I'm trying to branch out my show and get more people to call and text and come on with me and let me know what's going on in entertainment there. And sports, you're right. Sports is entertainment. In fact, I'm a huge sports fan, and almost more so than show business, it's entertainment, because when you're watching sports, you have no idea. The script is unwritten. You have no clue how it's going to end. It's like watching a car chase, you know. So to me, it's like it's actual reality TV. You don't know what could happen. So what do you like watching on sports? What sports do you like watching the most? And then tell us a little bit about where you are in Wisconsin and the state.
Well, I will say in regards to sports I watch, because I'm a broadcaster, the sports I like to watch are the ones I'm calling.
Okay.
I know that's an easy answer. I'm also a coach, so I spend a lot of time in film. It's hard for me sometimes to go to a game as a fan. I haven't paid to go to a game in years, by the way. I think it's been 20 years since the last time I paid to go to a game. When I go, it feels like work, right? I'm sitting there keeping score on a notepad, right?
Getting some free popcorn from the concessions, hopefully. Yeah.
Right. But in terms of the area I live in, I grew up in the Northwoods. I spent almost 10 years living between Milwaukee and Madison in those media markets. And now for the last few years, I live in southwestern Wisconsin in what's known as the Driftless area.
Beautiful.
So, yes, it's an amazing area of the state. I grew up around lakes. Down here, there are 500-foot bluffs, which is crazy to me. Because you look out in the morning and you're like, wow, there's hills.
Yeah, so I was at a film festival in Mineral Point about 4 years ago. They have this little, I think it's like a little opera house. Just beautiful, like a picturesque little town. That's a great area.
I almost moved to Mineral Point. We were going to relocate to Mineral Point from where we lived near Madison. You know, some things happened with a previous employer where I was part of a mass layoff, and we ended up moving even further west. So I live in Boscobel, which is about 45 minutes from Mineral Point in the same general area of the state. So for people, you know, listening on Civic Media, it's in WRCO, WRCE's wheelhouse. It's right in that coverage area.
Cool.
In Richland Center. But yeah, it's right on the Wisconsin River. Nice community. Kind of out there a little bit, but it's nice to be in a small town where I can do things impacting the local community, including coaching, being on the school board, just finding ways to be involved and help people.
Yeah, good for you. Do you have aspirations, Jim, to move up and call college games or pro games? You said you work for the Badgers Radio Network. What did you do there?
Mostly digital and on-air production, network engineering, things like that. I have done a couple of play-by-play broadcasts as a fill-in, but to be honest, my aspirations 10 years ago were a lot different. Now that I have kids, I look for what's the most convenient situation to get me home more quickly to be with my boys. So,
yeah.
So, you know, my aspiration, I think I'm at a good spot in it right now because I'm able to coach and do things in my community now, but I'm also the play-by-play broadcaster for a college program, UW-Platteville, and that university has been just an amazing experience to work for the last couple of years. So I'm in a good spot. I would say that if, you know, the Badgers or Packers ever said, well, you know, we'd like to give Jimmy Cuska a shot, I don't think I can say no to that. I'm also living in the real world, and I'm pretty good with where things are.
You got the voice, man. You could be the next Wayne Larrabee. You know, I just want to tell you, but when we have to take a quick break, I hope you stick around for a minute so we can find out what you're watching on TV, because that's what I typically ask everybody. But the idea of small town sports on the radio is so cool. It's like, it's almost like a throwback. It makes me think like Last Picture Show, because most of the time, a lot of the town is there, at least where I live, they are. But the idea that it's on the radio and there are people listening on the radio is so that just kind of warms my soul. So you must get a real kick out of it actually calling the games.
I never let go of the fact that if you see your name in a newspaper, you hear it on the radio, see it on TV, you know, it makes you feel good, right? It makes people proud of that you get mentioned that way. And I never lose sight of that when I think I'm closing in on 3,000 games. Oh, and I never really lose sight of that. Wow. That when somebody hears their name, that it's special to them. And it doesn't matter if you're the star or somebody who's at the end of the bench, like I was most of my career when I played, but I never lose sight of that. And I'm happy to be in a position to kind of do that for people.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, if they are listening on the radio, they could be incapacitated or can't go to the game for some reason. It makes it what you're doing even more important to paint that picture and call the game. Jimmy Cuska is my guest. He's going to stick around for 60 seconds. Then we're going to talk to him. We're going to get back to the nuts and bolts of the show and talk a little entertainment with Jimmy. And our poll question, I'll read the text when we get back. This is Pete Schwab. You're listening to Nightlight. We'll be right back with more Jimmy Cuska on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media's own Jimmy Cuska, the new sports director, is helping me close out the show here, at least for a couple more minutes. Jim, what? All right, you don't sound like you have that much free time between watching sports, calling sports, being a dad, doing news. But when you do, when Jimmy Cuska gets time, what do you watch?
So I really enjoy, you know, the fact that I have access to about 8 different streaming services. I'm 38 years old and I still log into my dad's subscriptions for a couple of things. So
nice.
So if anybody else is doing that, like, hey,
I think you just spilled the beans though for everybody. So they might come after you now.
Well, I do enjoy the most recent show that I watched was Loki on Disney Plus. I'm a big fan of, you know, comics, nerdy things, sci-fi. I'm really big into that. And I thought that series, of all the Marvel cinema, you know, the TV series they've been doing, I thought that one in both of its seasons did the best job of really telling a story and advancing what they've been trying to do, tying all the different, you know, movies and TV shows together. I thought it did the best job of kind of capturing that, giving you a lot to think about. And okay. And I think that it came to a very satisfying conclusion in both seasons. So I would say that one was probably one of my most recent favorites.
Nice.
I know that there are other of the Marvel Universe shows that have been kind of hit or miss, but I've actually really enjoyed them all. I actually just rewatched Hawkeye. That's set like around Christmas time, so, and I thought that was enjoyable.
Oh, nice.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
Also, you know, also getting into Star Wars a bit. Ahsoka was a show that I watched every week when it came out. The middle
most
of the season,
recent
of course,
one, the one they just released.
Yep.
Yeah, I watched some of those with my son. Yeah, that was good.
They had the mid-season one where they brought in, you know, they had Hayden Christensen come back to reprise his roles, Anakin Skywalker. Just really well done. And that show wasn't as well received, but it was nice to have a Star Wars show that wasn't as serious and also wasn't as fan servicey, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
It was a nice mix of both of those. But I will say my favorite Star Wars show to come out of all of this, you know, was Andor. And Andor, it was a really good tale of just things that you don't think about when it comes to like the Star Wars universe, right? And it was a really gritty look at all of that. So I really enjoyed that. So those are the kind of shows that I enjoy. And occasionally my wife will have a show on that I'll be sitting there on the couch and she'll turn it on and I'll start watching it. So Madame Secretary is one that she's been watching and I catch it. And that one roped me right in. So now when she watches it without me, it causes...
You got to catch up. Yeah.
A little conflict. Yeah.
It's called Netflix cheating, I think, or something like that. When people ahead of their spouses and the... It's terrible. Do you have a sports movie, Jim, that you like?
You know, I think sports movies overall, I tend to enjoy the ones that are a little more offbeat. I really enjoy the really bad, like late 90s, early 2000s comedies that I grew up on. So like if Varsity Blues is on cable, I never turn the channel. you know, like it's just, they're not good movies, but they're fun to watch,
sure.
You know, and I can quote every line from it. So that's usually where you'll find me in that regard.
What about like Hoosiers, Remember the Titans, or even Rocky's a sports movie too, or Breaking Away was a good offbeat one, much older than you. But do you like those, like Hoosiers, Remember the Titans?
Yeah, you know, you get those stories of inspiration, and I think people can relate to that, especially as a sports metaphor. So those are definitely great movies too.
Especially with your kids. Your kids are probably like them.
Miracle's probably my best one in that film.
Oh,
Miracle's
that's a great one
really
too. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Jim, thanks for taking time out to talk with me tonight. I wish you luck in your new position. Come back anytime, and we'll talk sports or movies. It was fun.
Pete, I really appreciate it because I'll close with this. I went back to get my degree, and a class I took was actually on documentary and filmmaking.
Oh.
And I actually learned so much from that about how you frame, you know, ideas, you know, in film, in the context of film, but it taught me a lot about how to write too when I'm presenting news or sports. So when I see the work that you've done and I see the work of some of your guests, it really takes me back to, you know, a couple of years ago during the pandemic, taking a class in that, something I knew nothing about and just how much I gained from it. So the things you talk about, I think have a great value, and there's a lot you can learn from this perspective.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. And good for you. And have you seen Hoop Dreams?
I have.
That's a good one. Good sports doc, you know. That's Well, that's fantastic. Thanks for the nice words, Jim, and good for you. Your news is great, and I'm sure your sports directing will be outstanding, too. I can't wait. So thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Pete.
You got it. Anytime. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media sports director and newsman extraordinaire. So I got another text here. I got a vote for Dick Van Dyke. He's done it all. Dick Van Dyke, he's done it all. And he has. Conrad, who would you vote for tonight? Who would you want to wish happy birthday to the most out of these four birthday people? I'll read them again. Taylor Swift turns 34. Dick Van Dyke turns 98. Steve Buscemi is 66 and Jamie Foxx is 56. Who are you voting for, buddy?
It would have to be Steve.
Steve Buscemi?
It would have to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the 2000s, you know, for the movies.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of them with him in it. And he's a great actor.
So. He's in a lot of the movies you probably, when you were a kid, like, wasn't he in Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison or something like that?
He's in all Grown-ups. The movies with Adam Sandler. They're just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys probably love him and grew up watching him, although he's not that much older than them. But so do you have a favorite Steve Buscemi role?
It would have to be just watching Grown-Ups. I think it would have to be that just because it's the first time I've seen him.
I think mine is probably, like I mentioned earlier, he's great in Fargo, but I loved him in The Big Lebowski and in Reservoir Dogs. I think we have one more Steve Buscemi scene. Can we get that in quick?
Sure.
Okay, let's hear some Steve Buscemi, the birthday boy.
I'm sitting here driving, doing all the driving, man, hopefully from Brainerd, driving, just trying to chat, you know, keep our spirits up, fight the boredom of the road. You can't say one thing just in the way of conversation. Oh, fuck it. I don't have to talk either, man. See how you like it. Just total silence. Two could play at that game, smart guy. We'll just see how you like it. Total silence.
That's so great. Yeah. Yeah, and of course Taylor Swift. We played some Taylor, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We
so
played.
So we covered everybody today. So I think we're good with the birthday people. I really want to thank my guest tonight. Jim Schmidt was great. It was great having him here in the studio. Steve Burrows, always great to talk to him. Jimmy Cuska, Allison Fleck, and my guest tomorrow night are Rob Cohen, the great writer from The Simpsons and Big Bang, and Mike Crute, the great commentator from The Devil's Advocate and Civic Media Personality. Thanks for your text, folks, and thanks for listening. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S. House of Representatives votes speak to begin a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.